Thoughts on the Book of Judges. I remind you that in these short discourses, and I mean short, I'm just giving seed thoughts. I hope these short, brief comments on the Book of Judges may prove a profit to you. I hope they'll be a profit to me too. The Book of Judges. I want to look at the Book of Judges, but in a way I don't want to look at it. In my estimation, it stands probably as the worst book in the Bible. It's got the grimmest of readings. The catalogue of disasters and troubles and disorders that come in this book, with the consequences, the carnal consequences, some of it makes very grim reading indeed. Briefly, the story is this. Joshua has died. That generation has died out. And the people, what happens when Joshua has gone and that generation has died out? The people decline and decline rapidly. They prostitute themselves to other gods. They go into the world. They copy, they ape the ways of the nations around them. Their apostasy from God, their decline is rapid and it's sustained. They move away from God. They forget their past. They've been given the law. They've been given the Sabbath. They've been given all these special shadows and marks and privileges, distinguishing them from all nations. And they forget the law and they go and join themselves to the nations and to the gods of the nations. They forget the covenant. Glorious covenant that God gave them on Sinai through Moses. The truth is they forget the past, they forget the law, they forget the covenant, they forget God. And God doesn't stand by idly. He is angry with them and he visits them in judgment with dreadful consequences. They rebel against the Lord. He raises testimony against them, but it makes no difference. They go down and down. They depart from God, and the consequences, the harvest they reap, is a dreadful harvest. They reap dire consequences, and they come to an appalling set of circumstances and carnalities and troubles and suffering that is incomprehensible. It's almost unreadable. It's so appalling. When you look past the words and think of the human suffering and the consequences in Israel, it is one of the worst books in the Bible. They did have temporary respites. God raised men and women from time to time who did lead Israel back in a measure and send them some relief, bring them some relief through these men and women. In their labors. But these men and women were flawed too, as we shall see. I'm thinking of Gideon, I'm thinking of Samson. Yeah. These men and women, although God used them, they weren't perfect. The course was rebellion. The course was downward. The direction was away from God. It was a general course. The people were sinning, and they went on and on and on. And these 21 chapters contain some of the direst sections in whole scripture. Well, that's Israel. But this is scripture. It's not just the history of Israel. It's not just an academic study. It's not a DVD we can make to see a film and see how it works out. No, no, no. This is for our learning. I address brothers and sisters in Christ. This is for us. This is for the churches today. As I look in the New Testament, I see even in the days of the New Testament, even in the days of the apostles, there was declension, there was apostasy, there was error coming in. And when I read my church history, and I've written about it, for example, Battle for the Church, the pastor, does he exist? I see there, what do I see? I see a tremendous declension away from God, through the fathers, leading to the Church of Rome, the Dark Ages, and so on. There have been times of respite. Today, this weekend is the 500th anniversary of Luther at Wittenberg, and I'm speaking on that sort of occasion now. This is the time of it. And so there have been these times when God has come back, as it were, and revived and reformed his people. John Huss, John Wycliffe, and others, the Waldenses, the Albigenses, yes. And it's gone on since. But the general course has been apostasy. I'm one of these people that believe in something called the fall of the church. I think in the sense that there has been a tremendous decline. I think Constantine and Theodosius and others, the fathers and so on, did major damage bringing in Christendom. And there's been a tremendous fall in the church. I believe the book of Judges has been played out in church history since the time of the apostles. There's been a declension and a departure. Now, of course, Judges is in the Old Covenant. We're living in the days of the New Covenant. And there will be, consequently, differences between the two sets of circumstances. But the principle remains the same. God's word stands there. He has given us, brothers and sisters, his New Covenant. And it still stands. And we must get back to Scripture. And in the Ecclesia, the churches, we must bring back Scripture. We must be separate from the world. We mustn't rebel against God. These are the lessons I learned from the book of Judges. And as I speak in the next few days, as we go through the book of Judges, these are the kind of thoughts I will bring out. The consequences of rebellion against God are still severe. I know there is no condemnation for the believer, but churches can decline. Look at Revelation 2 and 3. They can be taken out altogether. You see what I mean? The fall of the church began even there in Revelation 2 and 3. And it's gone on. Look at North Africa. Look at the UK where I live. Look at what once was here, but look at what is here now. The book of Judges is not a dead book. It speaks to us today. It speaks to the believers. It speaks to the ecclesia. It speaks to the churches. But it speaks to the unbeliever. And if any unbeliever is listening to me, there is a word of warning to you from the book of Judges. God has spoken in his word. And if you will not heed it, if you will not act upon it, God does not stand by idly. The word to you is repent and believe. Jesus said so. The apostle said so. The Bible says so. Unless you're converted, you will perish. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Be ready to meet with God. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near, and that means now. Unless you repent, I say, you will perish. And the condemnation is, the light has come into the world, Jesus Christ, and you have not received him. I know this is exclusive, but Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, the only way, the only life, the only truth. He is the truth. There is no way to God but by him. There is no other name, said Peter, under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved, we may be saved, we can be saved. And if you trust the Lord now and repent and believe and call out to him, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But if you refuse, then I must say to you, according to the book of Judges and according to the whole of Scripture, you will surely perish. I hope my words will reach saints and sinners. We're all sinners. Saints are saved sinners. I hope it will reach sinners who are not saved and bring them to Christ. I hope it will reach saved sinners and edify you, my brother and sister, challenge you, reprove you personally, individually, and I hope for myself too, but as churches too. May we learn from the book of Judges. It's not going to be a pleasant experience going through that book, but we need it to be reproved, rebuked, corrected. That's what the scriptures are there for. And may God then bless these thoughts on Judges and this coming series. I'll continue again tomorrow with the first chapter. May God bless these words even now. Amen.